This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's so hot. Chances are your area is under some sort of heat advisory or flood watch.
The World Meteorological Organization calls this July the hottest month on record. In Arizona, monsoon rains brought a bit of a break, but record-breaking heat will persist in the Southwest and Midwest, and high temperatures in the Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast will continue into the weekend. With high heat in most of the nation's big cities, power grids are under stress. The National Weather Service says the heat can be dangerous. Meteorologist Tom Frieders urges residents to take precautions.
Limit your exposure to the heat, take frequent breaks in cool areas and air conditioning, and really stay hydrated.
The Weather Service says severe thunderstorms and flash floods are possible for parts of the Northeast, New England, and the South, including South Florida. I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Trump's spokesperson says those new charges against him in the classified documents case are just harassment. Prosecutors allege that he asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate as he tried to obstruct a federal investigation. The AP's Eric Tucker.
It's really about efforts by a defendant to hide those documents from investigators, and that's when you really see charges being brought. And so this is the Justice Department's way of saying this case is not just about the presence of all these classified documents in different locations at Mar-a-Lago, but it's also about the repeated efforts by Trump and associates to prevent the Justice Department from getting them back.
Prosecutors also accusing Trump valet Walt Nauta and a Mar-a-Lago property manager, Carlos de Oliveira, in the case. Russia says it shot down a Ukrainian drone this morning outside Moscow. No injuries, no damage, says Moscow. Singer-songwriter Randy Meisner of the Eagles has died. He was 77. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, worth about $910 million. This is AP News. A warning from the CDC about a meat allergy.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns of a meat allergy caused by tick bites. The CDC says as many as 450,000 people in the U.S. have become allergic to red meat since 2010. It's the 10th most common food allergy in the U.S. There are no indications anyone has died from alpha-gal syndrome.
The alpha-gal is commonly found in beef, pork, venison, any of your red meats.
The CDC's Johanna Salzer says the spit from a tick bite triggers a severe immune reaction when someone eats meat. Bernadine Heller-Greenman in Massachusetts has alpha-gal syndrome. It started with a rash.
I was nauseated. I was dizzy. I was vomiting and doing other things one does when they're sick in the bathroom.
The allergy can fade away in some people, but for others, it could be a lifelong condition. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.